Forgotten wife, let the traitors kneel down. Chapter 41. All the kisses. Lady Elizabeth spent the whole afternoon giving the princess advice on how she could use kisses in her marriage. April paid close attention to what she said as she found the way she could use kisses to her advantage very interesting. When dinner time came, April headed to the dining room. Alessandro was waiting for her, but she didn't see Cassian anywhere, she asked. _ Where is Cassian? _ He said to have dinner in his room, apparently he is very tired, today he was training with the sword. April took her place at the table and said. _ I hope you are well. _ It'll be okay, it's just muscle pain, it will go away in a few days, it's been a long time since I picked up a sword. _ And what have you done today? _ As it was a beautiful day, I had breakfast in the garden, Cassian accompanied me, then we took a walk in the garden until lunchtime, and in the afternoon I was with Lady Elizabeth. _ I see you've had a busy day. _ Yeah. _ Tomorrow I'll have some free time in the afternoon so we could take a boat ride on the lake. _ Is there a lake? _ Yes, you didn't know? _ No. _ Have you ever seen everything in the palace? _ No, I've never done it. _ I suppose now is a good time for you to do so, there are many places inside the palace that may interest you, I will show them to you when I can, or you can ask Cassian to do it. April was excited to be able to go to a lake, she wondered what it would be like to ride in a boat. Alessandro wanted April to be happy in the palace, to feel comfortable and to forget the idea of returning to that small house in which she had been living, so he wanted to show her how beautiful the palace was. When they finished dinner, April felt her body heavy, she had eaten more than she should have and she wanted to go out for a walk before going to bed, but she didn't know if Alessandro would agree, but since she didn't want to go back to her room, she worked up the courage to ask for his permission. _ I would like to go out for a walk before going to sleep, may I? _ Of course, but not alone. Alessandro stood up and extended his hand to April. _ I will accompany you. April took her hand and said. _ Thank you. They walked through the moonlit garden until they came to a fountain. April remembered that during her first year at the palace she would sneak out at night to get some relief from the heat. Alessandro remembered this too and told her. _ I remember that some time ago I could see a fairy that came to this fountain and put her feet in it. April knew he was talking about her, but she didn't want to admit it, so she changed the subject. _ It's a wonderful night today, it's not very hot. She sat on the wall of the fountain and put her hand in the water. Alessandro sat next to her and said. I would like to know who that fairy was, perhaps I should order someone to look for her. April wanted the king to stop talking about that subject, she didn't want to be punished for having put her dirty feet in the fountain, so she decided to put to the test what Lady Elizabeth had taught her that afternoon. She stood up and placed herself in front of the king, put her hands on his shoulders, brought her face closer to his and gently pressed her lips on Alessandro's. He was very surprised, that was the first time she took the initiative to kiss him. He surrounded her waist with his arms, pulling her towards him and deepened their kiss. As they separated their mouths, he said to her. _ What's that about? _ Lady Elizabeth told me that if I kissed you without asking, you would like it, didn't you? _ I liked it so much that I think I should compensate Lady Elizabeth generously for making my wife so active. Alessandro made April sit on his lap and continued kissing her, he caressed her cheek and asked her. _ What exactly did Lady Elizabeth teach you? _ He taught me that there are many types of kisses and that they all express different things. _ So, I would like to receive each one of them. _ That? _ I want every one of the kisses that Lady Elizabeth explained to you. _ All. _ Yes, all of them. _ But I don't think I can handle them all. _ I'll help you with the ones you can't. _ All right. April gave him a kiss on the forehead, followed with a kiss on the cheeks, then took Alessandro's hand and gave him a kiss on the back of his hand, then went back to his mouth and gave him a long, lingering kiss and then stopped, Alessandro asked. _ That's all? _ The others are more difficult for me. _ Which ones are needed? _ A kiss with tongue, another on the neck and another. April didn't want to do the next one, Alessandro was curious to know which one it was and asked. _ Which one is missing? _ Is it necessary? _ Yes, I want them all. _ A kiss on the earlobe. _ We haven't tried that one. Alessandro replied with a mischievous smile. _ But we will follow it in the order you have said it. _ But the others. _ I will help you. Alessandro gave her a kiss with a tongue, then a kiss on the neck that left a red mark on the neck and finally a kiss on the earlobe. He took April's earlobe with his tongue and gently pulled it up and down. A moan escaped from April, that turned Alessandro on, he continued down and kissed her neck, her collarbone, then went back to her mouth and gave her a long kiss that followed a French kiss. April felt a strange heat spreading through her body, his hot mouth burned every part of her skin he touched, her moans began to escape from his mouth, she felt his light and weak body, she clung to Alessandro's neck while he kissed her passionately, leaving her breathless. Alessandro was lost in lust, he didn't want to wait any longer, he wanted to make her his, he wanted to steal that innocence, devour her completely, he took her in his arms, with a broken voice she asked. _ Where are we going? With a smile Alessandro answered him. _ Put into practice what you have learned. Chapter 42. Pleasure and pain. When they got to the room, Alessandro gently placed her on the bed. He kissed her on the palm of her hand, then gave her a kiss on the cheek, another on the forehead, and finally a kiss on the lips. His kiss was sweet and tender, without haste, so as not to scare her. He pulled away from her mouth and caressed her face, her red hair. Alessandro kissed her again, short and soft kisses that became longer and deeper. He began to untie the ribbon of April's dress, then he slid the sleeves of the dress uncovering her shoulders, he gave her a soft kiss on the collarbone and she blushed up to her neck. Alessandro took off his shirt, then kissed her mouth, while his furtive hand slid under her dress touched her thighs, feeling the softness of her skin. He took off her dress, her bare breasts looked soft, while he kissed her he caressed them, then went down kissing her neck, stopped at her breasts, tasted them with his tongue and sucked each one of them as if he wanted to eat them, drawing moans of pleasure from April, moans that she tried to silence with her hand. He raised his face and seeing her he took her hand, gave her a kiss on the palm and said to her. _ Don't do that, I want to hear your voice. His mouth came back to hers, he gave her a passionate and exploratory kiss, she wrapped her arms around his neck clinging to him. Alessandro continued to run his hands over her body, when he reached her belly he felt the bandages that still covered her wound, he wondered if it was okay to have his when she had not yet fully recovered, but passion clouded reason. He continued to run his hands over her body and with his kisses, when he reached her belly he kissed the wound above the bandages and said to her. _ If it hurts, tell me and I'll stop. He continued kissing every part of her body, April felt her body burning every place he touched with his mouth, she felt her head cloudy. Alessandro removed her underwear and with his mouth gave her pleasure, taking her to ecstasy, April's body trembled, she felt like she would faint from the sweet sensation of pleasure she felt, she wondered why Lady Elizabeth had told her it was painful. Alessandro was at his limit, he wanted to become one with her, to sink inside her and lose himself in pleasure. He took off his pants and underwear, April who had been lost in pleasure at the sight of Alessandro's erect member she remembered that it was exactly what caused pain, when she saw how big and thick it was she got scared and said. _ We leave it here. Alessandro was on the verge of collapse, he thought she was crazy if she thought he was going to stop. He kissed her and told her. _ You are so cruel, after I made you feel good you want to leave me in this state. _ I don't like pain. _ And it won't hurt, well maybe a little. _ That's too big, It's going to kill me. _ Nobody dies from that, if you're scared I'll just stick the tip in. _ Really? _ Yes, and if it hurts too much tell me and I'll stop. _ You promise? _ I promise. Alessandro lied while crossing his fingers. He kissed her, long and deep kisses, then with his fingers he caressed her flower, preparing her for what was to come. April felt pleasure, so she relaxed a little, although she still had doubts about continuing or not. Alessandro settled between her legs, their parts brushing, April's hands tightened on his back. He left her mouth and kissed her ear. He had discovered that that was her weak spot, so he used it to distract her. He began to sink into her slowly. After a few centimeters April moaned in pain and asked him to stop, but he didn't. He took her mouth and continued to force his way inside her. The pain was horrible. April dug her nails into his back. She scratched him like a cat to make him stop. He found a stop, her purity intact. He moved his hips forward, taking his first time. She gave a little cry of pain. Alessandro stood still. She was crying, moaning in pain, but there was no turning back. She was his. That day she had become his woman. He kissed her until she stopped scratching his back. He began to move her hips slowly. With tears in her eyes she asked him not to move, but he was gathering all his strength not to go any faster. Stopping was impossible. April clung to his neck as he moved slowly. There was pleasure, but also pain. She didn't like that, and she deeply regretted having believed the king's words. Alessandro continued kissing her while moving very carefully so as not to hurt her. Her insides were tight. She was like a drug that was driving him crazy. It was like an addict fighting his vice. That's how he felt while he fought not to move his hips forcefully. When he reached climax he felt like he was falling into an abyss, and at the same time he was rising to the top. He had been with other women before, but none had made him feel that, feel so much desire and pleasure as the princess did. April felt like she couldn't take it anymore and finally fainted. Alessandro hugged her, breathing in her scent until he could calm his desire. He covered her with a blanket and went to the bathroom to deal with his erection, since he was far from satisfied. When he returned, he cleaned the princess's body. Between the sheets he could see a blood stain, proof that he had been her first. He got into bed after finishing cleaning her, put his arms around her and fell asleep, breathing in the sweet scent of her body. Chapter 43. Furious the next morning April woke up first, her body feeling tired and her legs aching. When she opened her eyes the first thing she saw was Alessandro sleeping next to her. He was hugging her. She was very upset with him for lying to her. He had told her that he would stop if she asked him to, however, he hadn't done it, even though she had begged him with tears in her eyes. April tried to escape from his arms, but he wrapped his arms around her even more, touching her waist beneath the sheets. She blushed when she realized she was completely naked, that he was touching her body directly without any piece of clothing. Her face turned red from the embarrassment she felt. Half asleep Alessandro asked him. _ Where are you going? _ Far from his majesty. She answered with a hoarse voice. She also sounded very upset. Alessandro released her from his hug and asked her. _ What's wrong? Why are you so upset? April frowned. She couldn't believe he had the cynicism to ask why she was so upset. _ His majesty lied to me, he said it shouldn't hurt. _ I said a little bit. _ That wasn't a little bit, it was a lot, and he said he would stop if it hurt, but he didn't. Alessandro didn't think that the princess, who was always calm, would get so angry. He told her. _ Sorry, next time. April didn't let him finish speaking. She screamed with great anger. There will be no second time. I will not believe his majesty's words again. He is a liar. I hate him. _ April, you're exaggerating things a bit. April pushed away the king's hand that was trying to touch her and said to him. _ I don't want to see your majesty. I want to go back home. _ I don't think April was that bad. They seemed to enjoy it yesterday too. April covered her ears. She didn't want to hear what the king had to tell her, she was too upset, and although she used to be calm, she could be very foolish when she wanted to, she told him. _I don't want to hear your majesty's words again, they are all lies. April was too upset. Alessandro stood up and picked up her clothes from the floor, while she was changing he tried to calm her down, but she refused to listen to what he had to say. In the end he had no choice but to leave her alone. When he left the room he called for a doctor and specified that she be a woman, he also called for the maids to take care of the princess until the doctor arrived. When Alessandro arrived at his office he found serious, that day he had gone to bring more medicine for the princess. Seeing him with his clothes in disarray he asked him. _Has something happened to you, your majesty? _My wife is furious with me. _Talk about the princess. _Do I have another wife? _Why is the princess upset? Alessandro hesitated for a moment whether or not to tell her what had happened with Abril. _Let's say I lied to him. And that's why you're angry? It's because I told him he wouldn't feel any pain, the king replied in a low voice. _Should I hit him? _No, what kind of man do you think I am? So what happened? Yesterday we consummated our marriage, I told him it wouldn't hurt, well I told him a little, but this morning when he woke up he kicked me out of the room. You re sure he's talking about the princess? I find it hard to imagine someone as calm as her doing something like that. Although it may not seem like it, she has her character, she can be a fool when she wants to, she didn't even want to listen to what I had to say. Was it that bad? No, but, she is furious. Alessandro ruffled her hair and said. Damn, I don't understand women, can you believe I said there wouldn't be a second time? She can't refuse, it's her duties as a wife. Try to tell him without him kicking you out of the room, I'm the king and he doesn't care about that. I really find it hard to believe we're talking about the princess. Well, believe it or not, he can be a beast when he wants to be, he's scary. Sirius couldn't believe the words that were coming out of the king's mouth. He who had faced the same King Vainovich who was considered a demon without any fear, but who said that the princess, a thin and small-built young woman, was scary. Perhaps if his majesty apologizes she will forgive him. You think I didn't try, if he didn't even let me speak. I really still can't believe we're talking about the princess. You can stop repeating the same words over and over again. Alessandro sighed heavily and said. If I can't handle one wife, those nobles are crazy if they think I'll take a second wife, and now what do I do to get her to forgive me? Listening to King Sirius speak he realized one thing, the king was speaking like a man in love trying to please his wife. It seemed the king had ended up falling into his own game, the one who had ended up falling in love had been him, but in the state Sirius was in he did not consider it prudent to say anything. Alessandro ordered the doctor to come see him when he finished examining the princess. Just as he ordered she went to his office, he asked her. How is my wife? She'll be fine, she just needs to rest for a few days. And your wound? It's almost completely healed so there's no problem with that either. Is she still angry? The doctor did not know what to answer to the king's question, which he found a bit strange. I don't know how to answer that, your majesty. Truth be told, she's either upset or not. She was a little upset. Just a little? No, actually I was furious, I was cursing his majesty. What should I do? Excuse me? What should I do to make her forgive me? I don't know, your majesty, I'm just a simple doctor, I can't help you with that. You can go now. Alessandro spent the whole morning wondering what to do to get her to forgive him, but no matter how hard he tried, nothing came to mind. Cassian burst into his office suddenly, he seemed very upset. Underscore what have you done to the princess? Underscore I don't know what you mean. Underscore she says she wants to leave and she's cursing you, she tried to go back to the house she lived in, but I managed to stop her, what did you do to her? Underscore we just consummated our marriage, but it was painful and he got upset because I told him it wouldn't be. Underscore that? Underscore it's true that I lied to her, but it's not for her to get so angry, I didn't want to lie to her. At that moment Cashin felt as if the ground beneath his feet was collapsing, he knew that would happen sooner or later but he never imagined that when it came it would be so painful for him. Cashin clenched his hands into a fist trying to control himself, then turned around returning the way he had come without saying anything about what his brother had just told him. Alessandro returned to his room and tried to talk to Abril, but she still refused to talk to him and kicked him out of the room again. Alessandro returned to his office feeling like the worst of wretches. The butler entered the king's office to bring him tea as he always did. After crossing the door, the king asked him. My wife is furious, what can I do to get you to forgive me? Underscore that. Underscore respond quickly. Underscore apologize. Underscore I already tried, but he didn't want to listen to me. Underscore bring her flowers. Underscore I haven't tried that, she asks for her room to be filled with flowers, except for roses, she doesn't like them, nor any that have thorns. Underscore as your majesty commands. Chapter 44. Forgive me the maids entered the room with an endless number of flowers, April wondered what all that was, the room was filled with flowers, of all types and colors, although there were no roses, while she looked at them April asked. Underscore what is all this? Underscore his majesty ordered us to bring these flowers for the princess. One of the maids answered. Underscore I don't want them, take them. Underscore we can't do that princess, his majesty would get angry with us if we don't obey his orders. Underscore I don't want them. Underscore please princess accept the flowers, they are not to blame for anything. The maids begged the princess for several hours until she finally accepted the flowers. After the maids left April stared at the flowers, a sweet aroma had spread throughout the room. It was a beautiful gesture from the king, however, she could not forgive him for lying to her, she knew she was being foolish, but she hated being lied to and above all she hated the pain. Someone knocked on the door, shortly after Alessandro looked into the room and asked. Underscore may I come in? Underscore no. Alessandro finished entering the room ignoring Abril's wishes, he sat on the edge of the bed, tried to take her hand, but she didn't allow it. Underscore I know you're upset, but I'm apologizing. April turned her face away, she didn't want to listen to the king, she covered her ears with her hands and said. Underscore I don't want to listen to your majesty. Alessandro took Abril's hands and forced her to look at him. Underscore what do you want me to do so you can forgive me? Underscore nothing, I no longer believe in his majesty's words. Underscore I know I lied to you and I apologize for that, I couldn't control myself and I hurt you. Underscore it hurt me a lot, it still hurts me. Alessandro stole a kiss from Abril and told her. Underscore I am sorry. April tried to push him away, but she couldn't. He kept kissing her and between kisses he repeated it over and over again. Underscore I am sorry. When April stopped struggling April said to her. Underscore I am sorry, it won't happen again, I'll be gentler next time. Underscore there won't be a next time, I don't want to feel pain again. Alessandro caressed her face, her hair, gave her a soft touch on the cheeks, on the lips and said to her. Forgive me, I will do whatever you ask of me, but forgive me, let me redeem myself. Underscore I no longer believe in your majesty's words, they are lies, I hate being lied to, I can stand being ignored or treated badly, but I hate being lied to and I hate the pain even more. Underscore now that I know it, it won't happen again. Underscore really? Do you promise? Underscore I can't promise that there won't be pain in the future since you're still inexperienced, but once you get used to it, there won't be any pain. Underscore this time it's not a lie. Underscore clear. Underscore it is not. Alessandro continued to cover her face with small kisses until she agreed to forgive him, although she still refused a second time. Alessandro knew that there were times when it was better to give in, so he didn't insist any further. He would wait for her to calm down, let her guard down and forget what had happened the night before. Cassian had returned to the training camp. That day he had been practicing with the sword all afternoon. He wanted to vent, to get out all the pain and suffering that he carried inside. The fact that Alessandro and Abril had consummated their marriage only meant one thing: they had become a real couple. There was no longer any place for him among them. Cassian kept practicing until his hands finally reached each other. They were raw, the pain had started to be very bothersome. If he went to see the princess, even for a moment, he knew that his wounds could easily heal, but he refused to go see her, because at that moment he was unable to control his emotions and he didn't want to say or do something that he would regret in the future. Chapter 45. I want to keep my promise. Cassian went the next day to visit April. The room was full of flowers and their fragrance was spread throughout the room. The doors that led to the balcony were open and a gentle breeze was moving the curtains. April looked out as if she wanted to leave the bed she was lying in to enjoy the beautiful summer day that was happening. He asked. Underscore what is all this? Are you trying to turn your room into a garden? Underscore His Majesty sent them yesterday, I think they were for me to forgive him. Cassian couldn't believe what he was hearing, nor what he was seeing. His brother sending a gift and asking for forgiveness from a woman, that was something he never thought would happen. Underscore How are you feeling? Underscore I am better. Underscore Are you still mad at my brother? Or have you already forgiven him? Underscore No, we made peace yesterday. Deep down in his heart, Cassian had wished that April had not forgiven him, that the two of them had grown apart. Underscore I see. April kept looking out. Cassian asked. Underscore Do you want to go outside? Underscore The truth is that yes, I don't like being locked up, I hate it. Underscore So let's take a walk in the garden. April was feeling better, however, Alessandro had been very clear that morning before leaving. Underscore Don't leave your room, stay in bed and rest sensibly for a couple of days. The trip to do the inspection will be soon, but if you're not well, you won't go. Although April wanted with all her might to go outside, to walk among the flowers under the burning rays of the sun, to feel the soft, cool breeze caressing her skin. But she also wanted with all his heart. He knew that there was more beyond the castle walls, to travel and discover a new world, so he decided to be obedient and stay in bed, even though he didn't like it very much. She shook her head and replied. Underscore His Majesty said that I must stay in my room and rest, otherwise I will not be able to accompany him on his trip to inspect the kingdom. Underscore Do you want to go out that much? Underscore Yes, although I would like to have some books so that my time in this room passes more quickly. Underscore Do you want me to bring you a book from the bookstore? Underscore No, I've already sent one of the maids to the library several times, but there aren't many books that I find interesting. Underscore Do you want me to buy you a new book? I could go to town and buy some books if you want. Underscore Would you really do that for me? Underscore Yeah. Underscore I would really appreciate it. Cassian had spent little time with the princess and if he left the pain would return in the middle of the night, so he took her hand for a moment and said. Underscore I won't be long, I'll see you later. Cassian stood up and left, leaving April alone. She wondered why they had taken her hand, but those thoughts quickly disappeared when she saw the king enter. He approached her, gave her a soft and sweet kiss on the lips and asked her. Underscore How are you feeling? Good. Underscore It doesn't hurt anymore. Underscore I didn't say that, but the pain is bearable. Alessandro decided that it was best to change the subject since whenever they talked about it, Abril made a bad face. Underscore I thought we could go for a boat ride on the lake like I promised you in 2 days, if you are feeling well by then. There are some flowers in the water on the lake that are in full bloom, I think you would like them. April's eyes lit up like two stars shining with happiness and pure emotion. Underscore really? Your Majesty is not lying? Underscore I am not doing it, I've already learned my choice, I just want to fulfill what I promised you that day in the garden in front of that fountain, I want to make you happy. Alessandro caressed her hair, her cheeks, and her lower neck and said to her. Underscore I told you I would show you all the beautiful places inside the palace. I want you to forget this idea of wanting to leave the palace. Alessandro thought as he gave her a sweet kiss. I want you to stay by my side and never want to leave, because I won't allow it either. Chapter 46. A meeting at the bookstore. Cassian hated leaving the palace and even more visiting the city, however, that day he had promised April that he would get her new books, he could send one of the servants if he wanted, however he decided to go himself. When he asked that his carriage be prepared to go to the city, the butler and servants were very surprised, since the prince almost never left the palace since he had suffered the injury to his leg. Cassian asked the coachman to take him to a bookstore. Upon reaching the city, the coachman dropped him off as close as he could, but there was a certain stretch that he had to walk. When he walked, Cassian limped slightly, as there were people who stayed behind him. Seeing, he didn't like that. In the past he loved to walk around the city, he often escaped from the palace just to be able to visit the restaurants and stroll through the crowded streets. Upon arriving at the bookstore, Cassian asked the guards to wait for him outside. They flatly refused, but he continued to insist. He didn't want them to see that he was going to buy romance novels, even if they weren't for him. He didn't want them to misunderstand him. After insisting so much, Cassian managed to enter the bookstore alone. There was an old man at the counter. He asked him. Underscore how can I help you? Underscore I am not really sure, I'll take a look. Underscore of course, feel free to look at the books. Thank you. Cassian walked through the shelves until he reached the section where the romance novels were. While he read the titles of the books and chose the ones he thought the princess would like the most, he hoped that no one would see it. He was so focused on choosing books that he didn't notice when a young woman approached him until she spoke to him. Underscore that book you have is very good, although there are two more before that one, if you haven't read it you may not understand this one much. Cassian was surprised, he was embarrassed to be seen buying romance novels. That young woman saw how his face turned red, she told him. Underscore I am sorry, have I made you feel uncomfortable? Underscore I am choosing books for a friend, but I don't really know which ones to choose. Underscore if you want, I can help you. I've read all the books here. That young woman was very kind, Cassian accepted her help since he felt a little lost. Underscore I would really appreciate it if you would do that. Underscore my name is Lila, what is your name? The young woman with blonde hair, which she wore tied in a bun and light brown eyes, asked. She was thin and from her clothes she did not seem to be a noble. My name is Cassian. She smiled at him and said. Underscore you have the same name as the prince. Cassian didn't want her to know that he was the prince, that day he was incognito. His clothes were simple and no one would say that it was the same person. Underscore it is a common name. Underscore not really, it's the first time I've heard someone say they have the same name as the prince. Lila pulled several books off the shelf and put the subject of her name aside. Underscore these books are very good, I'm sure your friend will love them. Cassian realized that one of the books was not a romance but an adventure, he told her. I don't think she'll like this one, he said, pointing at it. Underscore I assure you that he will love it, although it is an adventure, the characters live a great love and describe wonderful places. Underscore then I'll take it. Underscore do you want me to pack them? Underscore do you work here? Underscore yes, my grandfather is the owner of the store, did he pack them all? Underscore yes please. While Lila was packing the books, Cassian stopped in front of a shelf where there was a book that caught his attention. Lila noticed the book he was looking at and said to him. Underscore, that's a good book, I recommend it to you. Underscore, have you read it too? I've read all the books here, Lila replied, proud of herself. Underscore, so I can recommend books to customers who visit the store. Cashin took the book and gave it to Lila. Underscore, then I'll take this one too. Underscore, when I read this book I couldn't put it down until I finished it, I hope you like it. Underscore, if I like it I will come back again to buy another book. Underscore, then you will surely come back, I am not usually wrong when I recommend a book. After Lila finished packing the books Cashin paid for them, he wanted to give Lila a good tip for helping him, however, she shook her head. Underscore, I can't accept it, helping you is my job, and I enjoyed talking to you, so if you liked my treatment, come back to the store. Underscore, thank you so much. Cashin took the books and before leaving the store Lila told him. Underscore, next time you come back, invite me for a ride. Cashin realized at that moment that Lila was flirting with him, his cheeks turned red and he quickly left the store, he was not very familiar with that, normally it was always his brother who attracted the attention of women, he went unnoticed. When the guards saw that his face was red, they asked him. Underscore, are you okay, Prince? Underscore, I am fine, let's go. When Cashin returned to the palace he went to April's room, before entering she heard Alessandro's voice, he did not dare to enter, he turned around and gave the books to one of the maids to deliver them to her. Cashin returned to his room, lay down on the bed, he lay still in his bed doing nothing for a few hours. Then he remembered the book he had bought on Lila's recommendation, she had been very excited while recommending the book to him, he started reading out of curiosity, but it turned out to be just as Lila had told him, the book was so interesting that he couldn't stop reading it, he stayed up all night reading, the next day he woke up late and after breakfast he continued reading his book. That day he remained absorbed in reading, so much so that for a moment he forgot all his problems. The next day he continued reading his book, he did not stop reading until the pain in his leg became unbearable and he had to go see April. When he reached the door to April's room, he knocked on the door with his knuckles and one of the maids opened the door, April was putting on a hat, Cashin asked. Underscore, are you going somewhere? Underscore, I'll go with your majesty for a walk around the lake, I didn't know there was a lake, is it pretty? Underscore, yes, it is very nice. Underscore, do you want to join us? I think that I Cashin saw that April had one of the books he had sent her on the nightstand, he asked. Underscore, did you like the books? Underscore, yes, they seem very interesting and the one I started reading is wonderful, I couldn't stop reading it, yesterday His Majesty had to take it from my hands so I could put it down, thank you very much. Cashin remembered Lila's words, it seemed that she really wasn't wrong, her recommendations were very accurate. Alessandro entered the room, he greeted his brother, approached April, put his arm around her waist and asked her. Underscore, are you ready? Underscore, yes, I'm looking forward to our walk, I've never seen a lake. Alessandro smiled at him tenderly, that was something strange for Cashin, at that moment he realized that his brother had changed a lot, he seemed to have softened, Cashin was so absorbed in his thoughts that he did not realize that his brother was talking to him. Underscore, Cashin, are you listening to me? Underscore, sorry, I got a little distracted. Underscore, I am asking you, do you want to join us for a walk around the lake? Underscore, thank you very much, but no, I'm reading a book and I'd like to finish it, so you go and have fun. Chapter 47. The promise of a date. When they arrived at the lake, April's eyes shone with excitement. It was the first time she had seen a lake. It was beautiful. Alessandro asked her. Do you like it?
I love it.
I've never seen anything so beautiful. April looked like a little girl filled with excitement. This made Alessandro remember the past, the first time his parents had taken him to the lake. He had been just as excited as she was. Alessandro took her hand and said, the boat is over there, let's go. There was a beautiful boat decorated with curtains to protect them from the sun, with comfortable seats to enjoy the ride on the lakeshore on a small dock. April watched everything with great excitement and wonder, a big smile spread across her face. It was the first time Alessandro had seen her so happy being by his side. They boarded the boat. As she got on, April felt it wobble. Alessandro held her waist and said, "The boat is over there, let's go. Be careful." He helped her sit down. The boat moved off shortly after. April asked, "How does the boat move?" "With my magic." April approached the edge of the boat and, looking at the sky reflected in the water as if it were a large mirror, said, "It's incredible. Thank you for showing me something so wonderful. We can come often if you want." "Yes, I would like to." When the boat reached the center of the lake, April saw some beautiful white flowers floating on the lake. She was amazed. Alessandro pulled one of the flowers from the lake, dried it with his magic, and gave it to April. "This is for you, since you seem to like it a lot." April took the flower up close. It was even more beautiful. The white petals seemed to shine with the reflection of the sun. She caressed them with her fingertips and said, "It's beautiful." Alessandro thought she was even more beautiful than that flower. Her reddish hair cascading down her shoulders, contrasting with her pale skin, her lips as red as two rose petals, and that smile that made everything shine with a magical light. Without realizing it, the words escaped Alessandro's mouth. "You are much more beautiful than that flower." April blushed. She wasn't used to receiving compliments, in fact, she didn't even consider herself beautiful since no one had ever told her so. Alessandro stood up. The boat lurched a little. April was afraid the boat would capsize. When Alessandro sat down next to her, she hugged him, clinging to him. "It's weird that you want to hug me. This won't capsize, right? I can't swim." "Don't worry, that won't happen, and if it did, I'd rescue you." "I'd rather it didn't." Alessandro took her chin so she would look at him, placed a soft kiss on her lips, and said, "You have nothing to fear, I will protect you." Cassian returned to his room and finished reading the book. Then he decided to go to the city to thank Lila for recommending such a good book. However, he didn't want to be accompanied by her guards, so he dressed in simple clothes and escaped from the palace as he had done in the past. When he arrived in the city, he went to the bookstore. Lila was arranging some books on a shelf. When she saw Cassian come in, she smiled at him and said, "This is for you, since you seem to like it a lot." April took a closer look. It was even more beautiful, the white petals seemed to shine with the reflection of the sun. She caressed them with her fingertips and said, "It's beautiful." Alessandro thought she was even more beautiful than that flower. Her reddish hair cascading down her shoulders, contrasting with her pale skin, her lips as red as two rose petals, and that smile that made everything shine with a magical light. Without realizing it, the words escaped Alessandro's mouth. "You are much more beautiful than that flower." April blushed. She wasn't used to receiving compliments, in fact, she didn't even consider herself beautiful since no one had ever told her so. Alessandro stood up. The boat lurched a little. April was afraid the boat would capsize. When Alessandro sat down next to her, she hugged him, clinging to him. "It's weird that you want to hug me. This won't capsize, right? I can't swim." "Don't worry, that won't happen, and if it did, I'd rescue you." "I'd rather it didn't." Alessandro took her chin so she would look at him, placed a soft kiss on her lips, and said, "You have nothing to fear, I will protect you." Cassian returned to his room and finished reading the book. Then he decided to go to the city to thank Lila for recommending such a good book. However, he didn't want to be accompanied by her guards, so he dressed in simple clothes and escaped from the palace as he had often done in the past. When he arrived in the city, he went to the bookstore. Lila was arranging some books on a shelf. When she saw Cashin come in, she smiled at him and said, "Hi, I'm glad you're back. The book you recommended was very good. Have you finished it yet?"
Yes,
it was so good I couldn't stop reading it.
How nice, and you came to get another book or to ask me out on a date?
Cashin blushed, he only had time to thank her.
I just wanted to thank you for recommending such a good book, and I'd like you to recommend another one.
Lila moved between the shelves, picked up a book, and handed it to Cashin.
You'll like this one, it's very good.
Thank you. But you still owe me a date. You promised to take me out if you came back, remember?
I don't remember promising that.
It doesn't matter, I do remember, so where are you planning on taking me?
I don't.
If you don't know where to take me, I'll choose.
Lila called her grandfather, who was behind the store, and told him she was going out for a walk.
Then she took Cashin's hand and said, "Let's go. Haven't I paid for the book yet?
Pay me the next time you come back."
Lila dragged Cashin out of the store. When they met on the street, he said to her, "I don't really like crowds, and I can't take long walks either."
Cashin said, holding her leg,
"Don't worry, I know a good place that's nearby and quiet. Let's go."
Lila led him to a cafe.
It was a simple place that sold cakes and sweets, she told him.
"They sell delicious desserts at this store.
Do you like sweet things?"
"Yes."
Lila looked for an empty table, there was one near the window. She led Cashin, still holding his hand. They both sat down, and a young woman with brown hair greeted her.
"Hi Lila, who's your friend?"
"Hi Dina, his name is Cashin.
We're on a date," Lila answered honestly.
Cashin blushed.
Dina thought she was adorable and said,
"Cashin takes good care of my friend. She may be a little scatterbrained, but she's a good girl."
Cashin didn't know what to say and remained silent. After Dina asked them what they wanted, she left.
Cashin told her,
"We're not on a date."
"Of course we are," Lila replied with a big smile on her face.
Dina came back with two pieces of apple pie and lemonade.
Lila popped a bite of pie in her mouth and said,
"This is delicious, you must try it."
Cashin took a bite of the pie, "It was very good," he told her.
"It's delicious.
I'm glad you liked it.
Why did you bring me here?"
"Because it's close to the bookstore, and I also love the cake from this place. My parents used to bring me here when I was a kid. I have very good memories of this place, so I wanted to make more good memories by bringing the boy I like."
Cashin blushed, he wasn't used to dealing with someone as direct as Lila, he told her.
"I can't reciprocate.
I think you're wasting your time.
Are you married?"
"No."
"Do you have a lover?"
"Nor."
"You don't like women?"
"I like women."
"So you don't find me pretty?"
"That's not it either."
"You're very pretty."
Lila smiled, satisfied when she told him she was pretty. She said, "Then I don't see the problem. I'm in love with another woman."
"The person you bought the books for?"
"Yes."
"And have you already told her?"
"No, I'll never be able to tell her because our relationship is impossible, she's a married woman."
"Then it's perfect that you're with me.
That way, you'll be able to forget her, don't you think?"
Chapter 48. Good wishes. Cashin knew that was the best thing, trying to forget his feelings for the princess, however, he didn't want to use Lila just to forget his feelings for April, he wanted to be honest with her and told her.
"I don't think it's right to do that, you're a very nice girl, I wouldn't like to make you suffer.
So let's start as friends and if one day your feelings change tell me, although I don't know if later it will be too late, someone else may appear who steals my heart."
Lila took another bite of her cake and said,
"Enjoy your cake before I steal it, I really love this."
They both talked for a while,
Then Cashin walked Lila back to the bookstore. When they said goodbye, she gave him a kiss on the cheek and soon came back to visit me. His face turned red, he was embarrassed. That seemed adorable to Lila. Cashin was a tall man, somewhat thin, but with well-defined muscles. Although he looked like a big and strong man, he could be very sweet. Lila gave him a big smile and said, "See you next time, Cashin, and remember you have to come back to pay for the book. I can pay for it right now." Lila shook her head flatly. "No, you have to come back to pay for it, that way I can make sure you come back." Lila opened the door and before entering she said to him, "I hope you enjoy your book and come back soon." After she entered and closed the door, Cashin thought that Lila was a little strange, but also that she was very nice. He returned to the palace. When he returned that day, he went directly to his room to read the book that Lila had given him, and just like the previous one, it was very good. He got lost between the pages of that book and he didn't even notice when night fell until the light became so scarce that it was impossible for him to read. One of the maids knocked on the door of the room announcing that the king was waiting for them for dinner. Cashin didn't want to have dinner with his brother, but he knew that if he continued to avoid his brother he would start asking what was wrong. Since they had always been very close, he decided to join the dinner. Upon arriving at the dining room, Cashin saw his brother laughing with April. This was strange for Cashin, he had never seen him like this with any woman. For a moment he thought it was good to see his brother happy, and he wished with all his heart that this happiness would never end, even if it caused him pain. Cashin greeted them and took his place at the table. How did it go at the lake? With great emotion and a huge smile on his face. The lake is wonderful, I have never seen anything so beautiful, you should have come. Maybe next time. April spent the entire dinner telling Cashin how much fun she had had on her trip to the lake. When she finished, two maids approached April to tell her it was time for her bath. She said goodbye to Cashin and Alessandro told her he would be up in a little while. After April left, Alessandro told Cashin, "April told me that you will join the inspection." "We'll leave in a few days." "Okay. It's been a long time since you came with me to an inspection, I'm glad you agreed to come. You seem very happy lately when you are with the princess, have you fallen in love with her?" Alessandro did not love her, however, deep inside him the need to protect her, to take care of her, had been born. He alone responded, "She's my wife." "That didn't matter to you before, you ignored her for 4 years, tell me what has changed." Cashin knew it was more than obvious that Alessandro was in love with the princess, though he didn't seem to realize it. He told her, "You're a bit of a fool, bro. You should think about what you really feel for the princess, maybe when she finds out your marriage will be happier." "I don't understand what you mean." "I am just asking you to ask yourself, what do you feel for the princess? Nothing more." "I'll keep that in mind." "Are you implying that, ka?" Cashin stood up and replied, "That you check your heart and your feelings lesson, because sometimes we have everything we need and what we have always wanted right under our noses, but we are foolish and blind. So much so that we do not realize the value of what we have until we lose it." Chapter 49. See you later. When Cashin left, Alessandro was left thinking about what Cashin had told him, that he should examine his heart and his feelings. He felt comfortable with the princess, even though he sometimes thought she was annoying. He wanted to be by her side and protect her. He didn't want to see her suffer, especially since she was the only one who could cure Cashin's injury, the only one who could give him a second chance to be the same as before. Alessandro got up from the table and thought, "It's not love, Cashin is completely wrong." Upon reaching his room, Alessandro hesitated for a moment before entering, although he didn't really know why. Upon entering, he saw the maids finishing drying Abril's hair. When they saw him, they bowed and Alessandro ordered them to leave the room. April sat in front of the mirror, seeing the maids leave she took a comb and began to comb her hair. Alessandro stood behind her, touched her reddish hair and used his magic to dry it. _how do you feel? _I am fine. April replied without stopping to comb her hair. Alessandro continued to caress her hair, running his fingers through it gently. April was dressed in a light white nightgown that left her shoulders bare. He moved her hair to one side, her neck looked seductive. He ran his fingers along her neck, giving her a soft caress. April's cheeks turned red, he could see it through his reflection in the mirror, that tempted him. He brought his mouth to her neck and gave her a soft kiss that left a small red mark on her neck, that made her startle. _are you afraid of me? Do you hate me touching you? Kissing you? _no, but I don't want to feel pain again. Alessandro kissed her on the cheek and said. _that won't happen. April turned around, her golden eyes locked with Alessandro's, he gave her a kiss on the lips and said. _next time I'll make sure it doesn't hurt. Alessandro stroked her hair and said. _let's go to sleep, today has been a very long day. April listened to him and got into bed. After covering herself with the sheet, he lay down next to her and she asked him. _tomorrow I can go out for a walk in the garden. _yes, but don't overdo it, you must rest since we will soon leave, we will take a long trip by carriage, so you must take care of your body. April smiled, she was happy to regain some of her freedom and said to him. _thank you so much. Alessandro put his arms around her and said. _good night, April. She settled into his arms and even though it was hot, she didn't mind sleeping in his arms. She hugged him back and responded. Good night. A week later, during dinner, Alessandro told them that they would be leaving early the next day. April was very excited, however, Cashin was not. _tomorrow? _yes, do you have any problems? Cashin had arranged to meet Lila the next day. She had insisted on going on a date, he had promised her that he would go, he never imagined that his brother would announce that they were going on a trip without warning. _it's just very sudden. _I know, there was a problem in one of the towns I had to go to, so I decided to bring forward the trip. Do you have any problem with us leaving tomorrow? Cashin had not yet told his brother about his escapades from the palace, nor had he spoken to him about Lila, and he did not want to, he replied. _no, I just didn't want to get up so early. _if that's the problem, we can leave at noon, is that okay with you? _yes, thank you very much. The next day Cashin got up very early, escaped from the palace and went to the bookstore. When he arrived the store was still closed, he waited for a long time until Lila arrived. When she saw him she said. _what are you doing so early? Don't tell me you missed me so much that you couldn't wait to see me. _no, actually I came to tell you that I won't be able to attend our date, I'll be away for a few days. Lila was saddened to hear that he had only gone to cancel his appointment and told him. _when will you be back? Don't know. _but will you come back? Yet. Lila kissed him on the cheek and said. _then we'll have that date when you return. _bye-bye. Cashin began to walk away, before Lila entered the tent he suddenly asked her. _why do you insist on going out with me? I'm a boring person and. Cashin squeezed her leg, not daring to say the last words to her. Lila smiled at him in response. _you are very strange, I don't understand you. _I am not weird, I'm just someone who doesn't get carried away by the cover of a book and I know there's something wonderful in you and if I keep insisting maybe I'll be surprised with what I'll get. _I repeat again, you are weird. Cashin told her with a smile. Lila looked at him intently and loved his smile, she told him. _I'll be waiting for you so come back soon. When Cashin returned to the palace, he found his brother in the halls. He saw the clothes he was wearing and asked him, "Where are you from?" "From nowhere. The servants have been looking for you everywhere and no one could give any information about you. I was in the library, they didn't look in the right place." Alessandro stared at him as if he didn't believe what he was saying. Cashin wanted to change the subject and asked, "Is everything ready?" "Yes, we'll be leaving soon, so if you have something to do, I advise you to hurry up." "Clear. Then I'll go find the princess. I'll see you in the dining room. We'll leave after eating." "Yeah." Cashin started to walk away. Alessandro called out to him. He turned around and asked, "What's happening?" "I just want to tell you to hurry up." "That's what I'll do, lesson." Chapter 50. Freedom. Alessandro went to look for Abril. She was in her room very happy finishing her hair when he arrived. She looked like a little girl. She was so excited. That night she had barely slept from the excitement. Alessandro had noticed because she had moved a lot and he hadn't let her sleep either. "Are you ready yet?" "Yes, are we going now?" Alessandro shook his head. "First we're going to eat. It's a little early but we won't be able to stop along the way, so we'll eat now and then we'll leave." "Okay. Alessandro extended his hand towards Abril and said to her, "So let's go." She took his hand and as they walked down the halls she wondered when it had become so normal to hold his hand. When they reached the dining hall, Cashin greeted April. "Good morning, April." "Good morning, Cashin." Cashin saw her very happy and asked her, "Are you ready to go?" "Of course, will the carriage ride be long?" Alessandro answered his question. "It will be a few hours in a carriage, then we will use a scroll to transport us." April remembered how bad she had been when she had arrived at the kingdom of Kasset. At that moment all the emotion she had felt disappeared. Alessandro asked, "What's happening? Do we have to use the scrolls?" "Yes, we will have to use them to get to the different parts of the kingdom, otherwise it would take too long to do the inspection. I can't be away from the palace for so long. Any problems with that?" "It's just that traveling with a scroll was horrible for me. Maybe it's best for me to stay. Normally only the first trip is annoying. I don't think you'll have any problems doing it again." "Really? Yes, so don't worry, everything will be fine." After lunch they headed to the carriage. Alessandro and Abril sat together. Cashin had to sit in front of them and had to watch them flirt, which he found annoying. When they had moved a little away from the palace, Abril looked out the window to admire the landscape. Alessandro put his hand on her back and said to her, "Be careful." April continued to look into the distance and answered, "It's lovely." Alessandro only saw trees around him. He asked, "What are you talking about?" "The landscape is very beautiful. When I arrived here I couldn't appreciate it. I'm glad I can do so now." For some reason Alessandro felt bad. For a long time he had done the same thing as King Vainobich. He had kept her locked up, isolated from everyone and everything. He wondered how she could be so good and sweet despite everything she had suffered. When the carriage suddenly stopped, April asked, "Why do we stop?" "We'll be using a magic scroll, so sit down." April sat down again, hoping that this would end soon and, above all, that she wouldn't feel bad this time. Alessandro noticed how nervous and scared Abril was. He took her hand and said to her, "Calm down, nothing will happen, everything will be okay." After saying that, a light enveloped them. Abril closed her eyes tightly while squeezing Alessandro's hand. A few minutes later Alessandro told her, "You can open your eyes now, we have arrived." April opened her eyes in fear. She seemed to be fine, there was no pain, no nausea, she felt. "Are you okay?" Normally it's only the first time you use teleportation scrolls that you tend to feel sick. I'm glad that was the case. The coachman opened the door and said, "We have already arrived at our destination, Your Majesty." Alessandro went out first, Cashin followed him, Abril stayed looking through the window. In the distance they could see the sea and ships sailing across the immense sea. Alessandro, seeing that she did not come down, called her. "April, you're the only one missing." Alessandro offered her his hand to help her down. She took his hand and as she went down she could see a beautiful landscape. She was enthralled looking at everything with great amazement and emotion. "Do you like it?" "It's lovely." "Welcome to the port city of Lasset." April hugged Alessandro and said to him, "Thanks for bringing me." Cashin felt like his heart was being pricked with needles every time he saw them hugging. He told them, "I am a little tired, I'll go rest for a while, I'll see you later." Cashin walked into a beautiful house behind them. When Cashin walked away April asked, "Are we going to stay here?" "Just until I supervise that everything is working well with the kingdom, then we will leave." April turned her gaze to the port. Alessandro asked her, "Do you want to go see the beach? Can we go? If you're not tired, yes." "I am not." Alessandro called one of the servants to prepare his horse since the beach was a little far away. While they waited Abril dedicated herself to looking around her. When they took the horse, Alessandro called Abril who was looking at some beautiful camellias blooming in the garden. "Come, it's time to go." Alessandro helped her onto the horse, then he got on. As they started off, Abril was afraid of falling. She closed her eyes and hugged Alessandro tightly, while burying her face in his chest. As they moved forward, Alessandro said to her, "Don't be afraid, I won't let you fall." Alessandro held her waist with one arm. April, upon hearing his voice, moved away a little and looked forward. The soft sea breeze caressed her face and made her hair wave. At that moment she felt as free as the birds that flew through the skies, like the ocean that flowed with total freedom, like the wind that no one could catch. She breathed deeply filling her lungs with fresh air and said in just a whisper, "This is called freedom."